From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A massive winter storm dropped up to 60 centimeters of snow in some parts of the northeast U.S. on Monday and Tuesday, but fell short of forecasters' worst predictions. Massachusetts and Connecticut saw some of the heaviest snow. Blizzard warnings remained in effect in Massachusetts Tuesday afternoon, as well as coastal areas of Maine and Rhode Island. Snow was not the only danger from the storm, which also carried powerful winds. The highest reported winds reached 126 kilometers per hour on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket. Power outages and flooding were also reported in the state. A U.S.-made military helicopter crashed outside Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, killing four Vietnamese soldiers. The Lieutenant General Vo Van Thuan, the deputy chief of the general staff of the Vietnam People's Army, told reporters Wednesday that the UH-1 Iroquois, also known as a Huey, crashed just minutes after takeoff from an airbase in Ho Chi Minh City. He says the Vietnamese Air Force chopper was doing a training session, and 8 minutes after takeoff, it lost contact with air traffic control. The helicopter was completely destroyed. Four people died. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. Israeli jets carried out airstrikes against Syrian artillery positions Wednesday, according to the Army, in response to rocket fire a day earlier that hit the Golan Heights area. The country's defense minister, Moshe Yaalon, said the Air Force raid sends a clear message that Israel holds the Syrian government responsible for attacks that originate from inside its borders. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council and participants in a UN-sponsored peace talks for Libya condemned an attack Tuesday at a luxury hotel in Tripoli that killed at least 9 people. A Security Council statement urged all parties in Libya to take part in efforts to address the political and security crisis facing the country, which has struggled for stability since the 2011 ouster of leader Muammar Gaddafi. The international rights group Freedom House said Wednesday that the prospect of an international system built on democratic ideals is under greater threat now than at any point in the past quarter century. Freedom House said in its annual roundup Wednesday that the state of democracy in 2014 was exceptionally grim. The Mexican government says that now is a matter of historical truth that 43 college students who'd been missing since last September were murdered by drug traffickers who believed they were members of a rival gang. This is the Attorney General Jesus Murillo. He told reporters that investigators were now certain that the students, all men, were abducted by corrupt police officers in the southern Guerrero state and handed over to members of Guerreros Unidos. He said the gang took the students to a garbage dump and killed them, then burned the bodies and dumped the remains in a nearby river. Kurdish fighters widened their offensive Tuesday against Islamic State strongholds near Kobani, a day after claiming recapture of most of the embattled town of the Syrian border with Turkey. U.S. defense spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby said Tuesday a number of factors contributed to the Kurdish progress.
The airstrikes helped a lot. It helped when we had, and we talked about this, had a reliable partner on the ground in there who could help us fine-tune those strikes. That was certainly an important moment. It was an important moment when the Turkish government allowed resupply through Turkey to Kurdish forces inside, resupply and actually additional resources in terms of manpower into Kobani. I think that was an important moment.
And that is Rear Admiral John Kirby. About 3,000 child soldiers will be released from an armed group in South Sudan, according to the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF. The phased relief will take place over the coming weeks. Christopher Bulawak is a UNICEF spokesman.
Some of them have been fighting for up to 4 years, and many of them have never attended schools. One child spoken to by UNICEF said he had been recruited at the age of 8 years old. These children will face some discrimination when they return, and there is a risk that some of them will return to conflict.
UNICEF said some 12,000 children have been used as soldiers by armed groups. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.